As 2024 draws to a close, many will turn to a familiar ritual, raising a glass to acknowledge triumphs, tragedies, and the people who stood behind us through it all. Alcohol, the age-old social glue, fosters connection, a space where we share our joy, unburden our grief, and find a sense of belonging. Over a century ago, another group of individuals used camaraderie and drink to navigate the darkness of their lives. These men, journalists who reported on society's most horrific crimes, gathered in a club unlike any other, the Whitechapel Club. Welcome to Death Becomes Her, the podcast where we discuss death, dying, and grief from a variety of angles. I'm your host, Layella Kelly. Picture this. It's the late 19th century, and death looms large on both sides of the Atlantic. In London's Whitechapel district, terror reigns as five women fall victim to a shadowy figure known as Jack the Ripper. Across the ocean, Chicago harbors another monster, H.H. Holmes, the so-called Devil in the White City, whose murder castle concealed horrors beyond imagining. These killers weren't just criminals. They became cultural phenomena, their gruesome deeds captivating and horrifying the public. Victorian society, already steeped in a macabre fascination with death, devoured the stories with morbid curiosity. Death wasn't a quiet or hidden thing in the Victorian era. It was revered, adorned, and put on display. Mourning was an art form, with intricate rituals, black attire, mourning jewelry, post-mortem photography, and keepsakes crafted from the hair of the deceased. Murder, too, became part of the spectacle. True crime tales leapt from broadsheets into everyday conversations, much like the podcasts and Netflix documentaries we binge on today. Amid this obsession, the Whitechapel Club emerged in 1889 in Chicago, formed by journalists who stared into humanity's darkest corners. Reporting on crime and death day after day, they sought a way to cope with irreverence, ritual, and plenty of alcohol. Their motto? Laugh in the face of death. The club's name was a nod to London's Whitechapel district, Jack the Ripper's infamous hunting ground. Their headquarters embodied the macabre. An oak door adorned with memento mori stained glass opened into a space where skulls became vases, lamps, and even drinking vessels. Murder weapons and gruesome relics lined the walls, while a coffin-shaped table dominated the board of directors' meetings. Even their gatherings were drenched in ritual. An article from the time described the club's signature punch, brewed in a Japanese bowl depicting the goddess of death, and served in cups made from skulls. The most prized vessel? The cranium of Bad Charlie, a murderer lynched in Wyoming. For these men, drinking wasn't just about dulling the horrors they reported on. It was a ritual, a communal act that turned their grim reality into something they could confront together. Perhaps the most astonishing event in the club's brief history was the cremation of Morris Allen Collins. Collins, a journalist and the self-proclaimed president of the Dallas Suicide Club, died by suicide in 1892. His final wish? That the Whitechapel Club cremate his body, and they obliged with theatrical flair. On a stretch of Lake Michigan's southern shore, members constructed a towering funeral pyre. Draped in white robes, Collins' body was placed atop the structure. Torches in hand, the journalists circled the pyre, singing a dirge as the flames roared to life. As the body burned, harp and zither players performed somber melodies, and members reflected on Collins' life. When the fire finally reduced Collins to ashes, they were collected into an urn, becoming a part of the club's rituals. One performer, a belly dancer named Omin, later claimed that she had been gifted some of the ashes for the pleasure that her dancing had provided, a macabre keepsake that epitomized the club's irreverence. The Whitechapel Club only lasted 5 years, disbanding in 1894, but its story lingers as a fascinating footnote in Victorian death culture. It offered its members a sanctuary where they could share the burdens of their work, laugh in the face of mortality, and forge a sense of meaning in a grim world. But are we so different today? Modern true crime culture reflects the same impulse to grapple with the unknowable, to make sense of life's fragility, and to connect with others. We may not drink from skulls or host cremations on the beach, but we gather around podcasts, documentaries, and Reddit threads dissecting motives and unraveling mysteries. Like the Whitechapel Club, we turn to community to process the darkness. We share these stories not just to confront death, but to remind ourselves of life's value. In the act of coming together, whether over punch in a skull or group text about the latest true crime series, we find comfort, meaning, and a little light in the shadow of our own mortality. So the next time you gather with your friends and loved ones, remember the journalists of the Whitechapel Club. Their rituals may seem extremely strange to us now, but the heart of their story endures. The need to find connection, laughter, and meaning, even in the face of life's darkest truths. And as you explore these truths, remember, talking about death won't kill you. I promise. Thank you for listening to Death Becomes Her. You can find me on the socials at Leaving Well Death Doula on Instagram or at leavingwellmt.com.